CollingwoodToday.ca welcomes letters to the editor. They can be submitted through the site, or emailed directly to Erica at CollingwoodToday.ca. Please include your full name, address and phone number for verification purposes. The following letter is in response to a previously published column entitled, Nebulous Common Good, Hospital Plan Cruel to Seniors. Editor, submissions. I agree with the author of the column suggesting new models of senior care support. We should study and adopt other progressive countries, such as Denmark, Holland, and Germany. Instead of building more silos for the ailing seniors, we should have an evaluation tool for all people over 80 years old and establish a point system for their needs. According to this system, they or their substitute decision maker should receive care money, unrelated to any other income. The family can use this care money for purchasing extra help or to remain at home. So, a frail couple would get two individual amounts and pay a family member for the necessary care. This eliminates building new facilities, assists private caregivers to remain home or work only part-time, and is very flexible with frequent reassessment. As soon as the elderly needs permanent institutional care, the care money stops. In Germany, this is regulated under the Blinden und Hilflosen Gesetz, Blind and Helpless Act, and covers people of all ages and all chronic ailments. This is not considered a taxable income. Dorit Murray Collingwood, on.